And good afternoon, everyone. I'm pleased to be presenting this guided imagery for you. It will help you to envision maintaining both professional distance and empathy. As we all may have experienced, it can be challenging at times to keep appropriate boundaries in our work, and because we want to offer empathy and understanding to our clients. It's also necessary to remember to be professional and maintain some distance as well. Fortunately, it's possible to do both at the same time. So let's begin with relaxation. Once your thinking is calm and clear, you can consider what it means to have professional empathy with your clients. And you can envision ways of using empathy to enhance your relationship with them. So get into a comfortable position wherever you are and just sit quietly for a moment. Just be still. You may feel your body settling in, getting comfortable. Observe your body, how it feels. Notice the small changes in your muscles as they begin to relax, letting go of tension. Without any effort at all, the tension slowly disappears, releasing, relaxing. You may feel your shoulders get slightly lower as your neck and shoulder muscles relax. You may feel your back gently settling into a comfortable curve, your spine shifting into its natural position. You may feel little bits of tension leaving from your back, your neck, your arms, and your hands. Your body might even start to begin to feel heavy and may feel like you are getting heavier and heavier with relaxation. Just notice the natural changes in your body position as muscles relax and you become filled with relaxation and comfort. Now that you're starting to relax, think about your professional empathy. Begin thinking about the concept of empathy. Consider what it means to have empathy for others. Empathy means that you can express understanding of what the person is going through and comprehend how the person has told you he or she is feeling. Now think about professional boundaries. Professional boundaries are the limits and expectations you maintain in a professional relationship. Professional boundaries are different from personal ones, and a professional relationship has different roles and expectations than our personal relationships. Consider what appropriate, effective boundaries look like in a professional setting for you. Also, think about the expectations for the type of professional boundaries you are required to maintain. What do you do with your clients? What conversations do you have with them? Now consider how professional distance and empathy can exist at the same time. It is possible to care and still not take your work home with you. You can show empathy, caring, and understanding while still being professional. It's important to create a mental separation between your professional interactions and your personal life. You can show caring and empathy and then separate yourself from the situation so that you do not become so stressed and upset in your own life. Create an image in your mind now of you being professional. See your professional role with effective boundaries, but also feeling compassion, caring, and understanding. Picture yourself interacting with your clients and colleagues with compassion while keeping the professional distance that is necessary to be effective in your role. Accurate, healthy beliefs will help you maintain professional distance and empathy at the same time. The following affirmations will help you to incorporate these healthy beliefs. You can listen to these statements and reflect on them. You may want to repeat each phrase silently in your mind. You cannot own someone else's problems. Other people's issues are their own. Remember that other people's problems do not belong to you. You show respect for others by not taking on their problems. Empathy is to show compassion for the struggles others might be going through. Your role is to offer support, but not to fix. Other people's problems are not yours to fix. We all have a right to fix our own problems, but not someone else's. Your role is not to take on another's issues yourself as something you have to fix. You can offer tools and support to give people the opportunity to fix their own problems. You are not being helpful if you are offering solutions. You are not able to help someone if you take on their problems. You can help others identify their strengths. You can encourage people to use their strengths to problem solve. You can help people focus on positives and foster their self-esteem. You can show real compassion by understanding while remaining neutral. You are not responsible for anyone else's problems. You are most effective in your professional role when you are neutral and take care of yourself. It's okay to stop thinking about clients when you leave work. In fact, it's essential. You do not have to feel a client's emotions in order to empathize. You are less effective in your role if you feel all the same emotions as your client. You can be neutral and still understand and offer support. Relax now as you contemplate these affirmations and let these ideas become a part of your consciousness. As you face the days ahead, you can recall these important affirmations about professional distance and empathy, and you can live by these helpful words. You can maintain professional distance and empathy easily, naturally, and at the same time. You are professional and you are empathic. You allow both of these qualities to shine through in your work and in your interactions with your clients and colleagues. Now that you have completed this exercise, it's time to reawaken your mind and body. I will count slowly to 10. As you become more alert and awake with each number. And when I reach 10, you will be completely awake, alert, energetic, and ready to face the hours ahead with clarity, calm, professional distance, and empathy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Thank you for participating in our mindful meditation moments. We all wish you all the best in your work and in the days ahead.